get a little bit more recent, because then they say, well, that was 93. I'm only giving you the tip of the iceberg, because there's a lot of documents on this. The war in Yugoslavia. We know that in 1999, NATO bombed Yugoslavia. Who was their key ally on the ground? The Kosovo Liberation Army. The Kosovo Liberation Army has been identified as an organization with links to organized crime, the drug trade, but it was supported by the CIA, but the KLA was also being supported by Al-Qaeda. Guess it, yes. So what is that called? Al-Qaeda is supporting the KLA. Madeleine Albright is supporting the KLA. Actually, Madeleine Albright was coveting the leader of the KLA, Hashim Tashi. Now, if you read these statements very carefully, which are again from congressional sources, they raise very serious doubts on this whole idea of an outside enemy. You can't be collaborating with outside enemy and then accuse outside enemy of, you know, when you collaborate with an outside enemy, that is treason. That's the way the encyclopedia defines treason, when you collaborate with the enemy. Okay, you're in bed with the enemy, but in this case, it's not really an enemy. It's an intelligence instrument or asset, as they call it. And read it carefully. Frank Cialuffo of the Globalized Organized Crime Program, in testimony to the House of Representatives Judicial Committee, what was largely hidden from public view was the fact that the KLA raised part of their funds from the sale of narcotics, etc., etc. Of the Golden Crescent of Afghanistan and Pakistan. Again, Ralph Butschke of Interpol's Criminal Intelligence Division, all in a testimony to the House Judicial Commission, the U.S. State Department lists the KLA as a terrorist organization, but we support them. We support them, and the United Nations supports them, and NATO supports them. And then we acknowledge, but Osama bin Laden also supports them. What do you call that in normal business parlance? You call that partnership, joint venture, when two organizations, the U.S. government, or U.S. military or NATO on the one hand, support the KLA, and the KLA is supported by Osama bin Laden. You have U.S. military advisors right together in the same paramilitary organization. That is called complicity, partnership, call it what you want. But Al-Qaeda is not the outside enemy. Bear in mind, this happened in 99, okay? The Cold War had been over for about 10 years. Cold War finished in 89 with the fall of the Berlin Wall. So 10 years later, Osama bin Laden and the U.S. administration, in this case still the Clinton administration, you can see how the Democrats and Republicans are in on this together. They are there in the Balkans using the Mujahideen, using the Islamic brigades to disrupt and destroy Yugoslavia and destabilize it and break it up. That is certainly something which is well understood and corroborated. The third excerpt that I have, the third excerpt, incidentally, is probably the most important. I don't have it with me, unfortunately. Oh, here it is. See, when something goes wrong, you always say it's a conspiracy theory. During the war in Macedonia, which brings us to 2000-2001, the KLA had created a proxy military, which is called the NLA, which was fighting the Macedonian security forces on the Kosovo border. Now, it just so happens that the NLA, which is a proxy of the KLA, which we've just discussed, which in effect was supported by the United Nations mission in Kosovo, well, this NLA and NATO, and within the NLA, you have senior military advisors from MPRI, Military Professional Resources Incorporated, which is a private mercenary company on contract to the Pentagon. Well, in effect, what happened was that within this paramilitary formation, you had U.S. military advisors, Mujahideen detached by Al-Qaeda, and you had the heads of the KLA, which were on UN payrolls, all working together. And this is corroborated by press statements, reports, statements of the Macedonian Prime Minister right up until August 2001. And this, of course, is a very damning evidence because you can't be on the one hand saying that a few weeks later that Osama bin Laden is the threat to America when the evidence points unequivocally throughout the 90s in the Balkans and elsewhere that the United States has had very close links to Al-Qaeda. And it's confirmed by official statements of the U.S. Congress.
You're listening to Professor of Economics, Michel Chosadovsky. 9/11, The Broad Picture. From Phase 2 of the International Citizens Inquiry into 9/11, held in Toronto. This is Guns and Butter.
I turn to the timeline that we have here. The progressive left in the United States supported the war against Afghanistan. Let's put that on record, okay? Now, I'd like to start with this short-term timeline, July-September 2001. Osama bin Laden was in an American hospital in Dubai. That's been fairly well discussed and documented, but again, everybody knew he was there. They could have arrested him, and the hospital, that was documented by a report in Figaro. I won't go into it. The August 6th brief, I looked at it by George Tenet. It's a piece of disinformation, right? The terrorist warnings are disinformation. Obviously, these terrorist warnings are fake, okay? I'm not saying that the terror attacks are fake. I'm saying the warnings are fake because they emanate from an intelligence apparatus which is evidently in relation and complicit with the terror network as documented by the whole history of Al-Qaeda from 79 to the present. So you can't on the one hand say, aha, they're going to attack us, but we were collaborating just 2 weeks ago with them in Macedonia. That sheds a lot of credibility on these so-called terrorist warnings. They don't say, what on earth was Portagos, Bob Graham, Senator Kyle, and others doing with an individual who is identified by the FBI as the money man behind the terrorists and who is close to bin Laden and Al-Qaeda and the Taliban? They don't ask that question. Okay? Why? Because it obviously raises the issue of complicity at the highest levels of the Bush administration. They don't ask the question, how come Colin Powell was meeting with the general on the 13th of September, corroborated by press reports, to discuss the terms of Pakistan's cooperation in the war on terrorism, which incidentally had been decided right on day one, on September 11 in the evening. They said they actually decided they were going to invade Afghanistan that same day. But again, the decision had been made way back. We know that. But again, what was Colin Powell doing with this money man? What was Richard Armitage doing with this money man? And so on and so forth. Well, the answer is very simple. Colin Powell, Richard Armitage are the architects of Al-Qaeda. And that is very well documented because it goes back to the Iran-Contra scandal when Richard Armitage was in fact behind Oliver North and Richard Armitage was instrumental in channeling the support to the Mujahideen. We never mentioned Colin Powell. Colin Powell was part of that scandal because he ultimately gave the green light to the transfer of weapons. If you recall the Iran-Contra scandal, it was the United States selling weapons to Iran, and with the proceeds of those weapons, they would finance the Nicaraguan Contra, but also the Mujahideen in Afghanistan, okay? In other words, Al-Qaeda. So that who signed the release forms from logistics and authorized the transfer? It was Colin Powell. And all this was instrumented through transfers. Another notorious individual, Adnan Khashoggi, who is an arms dealer, played an important role in that transfer of weapons to Iran, and the proceeds were used to finance the terrorists. So essentially when they invite Mahmoud Ahmad into the State Department and say, Mahmoud, could you help us going after Zama? Okay? Because that's what they said. It's a little bit like asking Al Capone in and say, hey Al, do you want to help us going after organized crime?